This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Pete Santilli, and I'm so honored to be hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com, band.video. I welcome you. Boy, there's a lot to talk about in a one-hour segment. Of course, the Pete Santilli Show broadcasts for 5 hours a day, 8 a.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Eastern at PeteLive.tv. We cover all these topics that, as I put it, the amount of information that's coming, not just at us in independent media, InfoWars, Alex Jones, I mean, it's just unimaginable, the amount of documentation that he has before him each and every day. It's almost physically impossible to get through it. As I always put it, it's like drinking from a fire hydrant, the amount of information we have. But, you know, what we try to do is to distill it down and to, you know, to break it down to the most obvious, but then again, of course, highlight the most absurd and obscene stuff that is coming at us. The theme of this hour is going to be three things, God, guns, and gas. And really, if you look at the offshoots to each one of those things, first and foremost, as it relates to God, we are in an epic, and I mean an epic battle between good and evil, a spiritual battle, and it can be applied to each one of those things that we're so concerned about. Gasoline, for instance. Everybody's concerned about gasoline right now because we have not just the escalation of the price of gas that is being blamed by the establishment, by this regime that is illegitimately seated on Vladimir Putin. It has nothing to do with Vladimir Putin. Joe Biden's first day in office was shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. He didn't blame that on Vladimir Putin and all of his policies and actions since he has stolen the seat in the Oval Office had nothing to do with Vladimir Putin. And what's amazing is if you listen to them closely, the leftists brag about how some of them that drive like, what's her name, Stabenow from Michigan, was bragging on C-SPAN that she drives an electric car and passed three or four gas stations. It wasn't impacted in any way, shape, or form because she has an electric car. You know, what do they say? Let them eat cake. Yes, of course. All of us can afford a $60,000 Prius and, you know, $25,000, $30,000 in maintenance a year. It's expensive. And by the way, they're doing an excellent job increasing, of course, the price of electricity. Where is that going to put us when we get our electric cars? Ladies and gentlemen, as it relates to gas, we'll dig into this a little bit further. We've got this short segment, and then on the other side, we'll talk about the price of gasoline is literally taxation without representation and an extraction of wealth. Can you imagine what little savings we have is being extracted every day now? The price of gasoline is escalating, and we're headed towards $10 per barrel. I'm sure California will hit that mark first. I'll never forget, I'm now in Ohio, in Cincinnati, Ohio, but my last fill-up of my SUV was $4 and something cents, and that was about 6-7 years ago. So here we are back again, California leading the charge with the highest price of gasoline. They'll probably hit $10 a gallon. And I don't see it turning around. Why do I believe that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they're bragging about how it's going to be so helpful to saving the climate, saving the planet. Of course, if everybody can abruptly shift from driving their vehicles and stop putting out carbon output. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is not just an extraction of wealth, but it is a transfer of wealth. You see, the oil tycoons that eat beef in Texas, they're drilling, they're down-home Americans. They're typically on the ultra-MAGA side of the political spectrum. Well, the likes of people like Al Gore and others, they want to benefit from that wealth in solar panels and brand-new industries that they're going to create from this abrupt shift. We will dig into this theme is God, Guns, and Gas. I'm Pete Santilli, hosting the fourth hour so proudly. Glad you're with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back right after this short message.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Pete Santilli, host of the Pete Santilli Show, and just to let you know, also a very proud, longtime listener of the Alex Jones Show for decades, actually. Alex Jones has been in the background of my life as I came awake. I'm a former Fox News brainwashy. Of course, after 9/11, I discovered, quote unquote, 9/11 was an inside job. We'll get to that as well. We have to talk about the January 6th hearings, and it's amazing how this Liz Cheney behind the scenes directly and indirectly profited from the Iraq War in 9/11, Dick Cheney, Halliburton, and so on and so forth. We'll talk a little bit about that. But let's get to the theme of the day. God, really, really important, hopefully most important in everybody's priorities. Guns are a hot topic. We have to talk about that and how they get us to this point to where everybody is just so traumatized that they're, you know, that even regular sane people are going to be turning their guns in, believing that by doing so, it's going to stop school shootings. We have some commentary on that, and we typically do, but I'll be speaking to that. And then gasoline, back to gasoline. Ladies and gentlemen, remember Joe Biden's first order of business when he came in, he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. These are people that wanted to bring in, you know, the new Green Deal. I call it the new Green Steel, of course. But don't listen to the whole, you know, well, because of the circumstances that they manufactured, by the way, all these crises that they say are directly affecting the price of petroleum and gasoline. They manufactured it. They manufactured it. So even by blaming Vladimir Putin for the war and the cause of the escalation of the price of oil, take a look at Joe Biden's poor relationship with the Saudis. They won't even return his call because they understand and recognize that he can't even put in this catheter without assistance from Joe Biden. They won't return his calls. Obviously, Saudis' output production would impact the price of oil, and they have zero intention of doing it. Guess what? If you're going to blame Vladimir Putin in this war that they initiated, starting all the way back to the overthrow of Ukraine, and blame it on Vladimir Putin, well, why did you make Vladimir Putin, and I say you, this regime, Obama 2.0, why did you put Vladimir Putin in a position where he's actually going to become extremely wealthy? Because guess what? He's selling petroleum elsewhere. And doing it outside of the petrodollar and making a lot of people extremely rich by causing the price of oil to skyrocket. It's going to go upwards of $150+ per barrel, which is destructive to the economy. Is that the desired effect, the long-term desired effect? Likely so. I mean, I'm going to have to conspiracy theorize. But you hear these leftists bragging about how the price of oil and gasoline is causing people to drive less and having a positive impact, and also a positive impact in an attitude. Because it's always about behavior modification, isn't it? Everything that they do is behavior modification. Even the trauma-based mind control by perpetrating false flags like 9/11, causing everybody to become so fearful that the boogeyman, CIA asset Osama bin Laden, is going to be attacking our buildings. That trauma-based mind control, of course, is how they change behavior. They need to get you to comply. They need to get you in a traumatic state, of course. And then accept, I'll never forget the war, when the war kicked off. Well, actually, I'm going to say when Joe Biden continued through his overthrow of the Ukraine, he was involved in all of that. It was a CIA overthrow, Victoria Nuland. Joe Biden was behind the scenes, Hillary Clinton. But when they kicked off the war in the Ukraine, everybody said, oh, we would gladly pay a couple of extra, you know, dollars for gasoline to help the Ukrainians who are, I mean, these people are such knuckleheads at this point, saying that they're going to pay extra for gasoline so that they can arm the Ukrainians. That's where, you know, we're going to start talking about guns. We will, of course, recognize that these people don't even know who they're supporting when they're paying extra for gasoline to arm and pay for the war in the Ukraine. They're ultimately supporting Nazis, Azov Nazis that have been found out, that have been supportive of the regime. Even Zelensky has helped promote. And here we are with gasoline skyrocketing, headed towards $150 a barrel, $10 per gallon coming out of California. We're steaming towards that. And it's all for the betterment of society. It will happen and you will like it. Gasoline. Unbelievable that even the media is standing in front of these big boards out in front of the gasoline station, confused about how they're going to get to $10 per gallon because they don't have the extra digits on the sign. Even those on the front lines of the mainstream media, those mainstream media reporters, are absolutely in shock at the price of gasoline. And, of course, here we are blaming Vladimir Putin, supporting the Ukrainians. Even the gay mafia has changed their rainbow flag to include the Ukrainian colors. Oh, by the way, one special note on that. This is how crazy these people are. The LGBTQ plus A79-3905-867-5309ers adding the colors of the Ukrainian flag to the gay mafia flag in to help support the Ukraine effort. In Ukraine, they have banned gay marriage. Look how stupid that is. So we're paying extra for gas. We're changing our flags. We're helping the Nazis and these LGBTQ plus 867-5309ers just doing what they're absolutely told to do to help support the narrative. Gasoline, can we sustain the price of a barrel of oil at $150? No, I'm going to tell you this right now. Economists will tell you, and our economy is unraveling. The price of gas increasing in the fashion that it is, and things happening so abruptly, will collapse the economy because the economy, the global economy, cannot sustain itself, especially when you consider the petrodollar. The amount of consumption, especially out of countries like China and India and all these other industrialized countries, that causes a shock to it's an inflationary pressure that our economy can't take so abruptly. Now, can we transition? Well, I'm going to tell you, I've always been supportive of that. My dad worked for Ford Motor Company in Green Island, New York, and they were polluting the Hudson River like crazy. They had to make certain changes. Well, it takes time to make those adjustments. Of course, the EPA wants to come in and say, you will make the adjustment or we will shut you down and we will fine you. And you know what ended up happening? That's exactly what happened. The Green Island plant was the heater core factory for Ford Motor Company, ended up shutting down because they couldn't withstand the abrupt pressure to cease on their pollution output. And do so quickly that they just packed up and they went to Mexico and then on to China. What did that do? Ultimately, that same exact manufacturing facility, what did they do? End up polluting 5 times, 10 times more. So the number of pollutants as a result of our efforts to shut down these companies from destroying the environment resulted in more pollution to begin with. But that's the leftist bureaucracy that comes in, and they think that they know what's best. That essentially they're going to make such an abrupt, volatile change that it's going to have the exact opposite desired effect economically, even socially. We now have a situation, you know, with these lockdowns, people are even going, I say psychologically, it has an impact. Their economic policies are awful. They can't even manage a lemonade stand profitably for 2 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, I want to mention something. I've got my Alex Jones was right T-shirts on the way. I got two of them. One I'm going to put in a frame like they put here in our studio. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support InfoWars however you can. And this is why I'm so honored and proud to be hosting the fourth hour in support of the mothership of the free flow of information, InfoWars.com. We'll be right back right after this.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do not know, that's okay. A very proud contributor to the Alex Jones Show, hosting the fourth hour. I broadcast on my show, and you can find us at thepetesantillishow.com, petelive.tv for our live streams. I broadcast 5 hours a day, essentially supplementing all the great work because it's physically impossible for the great team at Infowars.com to get all this work done, to analyze this, provide commentary, allow people to also engage in the conversation. So I'm very proudly here in the fourth hour. And come give us a visit, of course, on Truth Social. I just set up on Truth Social. A lot of free-flowing information going on there. Anyways, let's get back to this economic impact of gasoline. We've covered that. These people ultimately have been working for many decades. You hear the likes of the bartender, AOC, saying that she needed $9 trillion. Of course, to affect change, to save the planet that was going to be basically dying off. We were all going to die, of course, back in 2020. We far surpassed that. You know, the same methodology with this trauma-based mind control where they condition you to believe that we're all going to die, everybody contribute, don't worry about the cost of gasoline, we must go to the new Green Deal. Because you're going to die. They applied that same exact tactic. Margaret Sanger did when she said we need to control the population, birth control. And, of course, behind the scenes, her writing saying, don't tell the blacks and the Irish that we want to basically kill them off because they're a drain on our society. But ultimately, Margaret Sanger, what was she doing? She was building what is now known as a multi-billion dollar Planned Parenthood business. Planned Parenthood is a multi-billion dollar business that cannot be interfered with. That's going to lead us to the next topic. We're going to finish off with the topic of God, but we're going to talk about guns. But they have to traumatize us. They have to say that the new Green Deal, that you must accept it, accept the $10 per gallon, accept the transition from fossil fuels to electricity, but it's ultimately an extraction of wealth. Right now, you are being taxed. What little savings you have is coming out of your wallet, and it's going to them. Imagine the sprawl that exists that they've created over the lifetime of our nation. People live in the rural areas in the suburbs. A lot of them commute into the metro areas. They spend more money in gasoline. The offset is obviously the cost of living is a lot less outside of the metro areas. Well, any money that you've saved as a result of doing that, especially when gasoline was just when President Trump was in office under $2 per gallon, that allows you some discretionary income, some savings, plus you're able to spend more money. It has a positive impact on the economy. They can't have that. They need to tax you without any representation. And, of course, extract your wealth from your savings, put it in their pocket, and then quadruple down by shifting from this petrodollar and fossil fuel economy to their economy of solar panels, electric cars, and so on and so forth. They want to be at the top of that food chain and take it away from the likes of people like T. Boone Pickens in Texas. I'm using his name as an example of those beef-eating oil moguls. So, do not be deceived. It's taxation without representation. This is not good for our economy. It will literally break it. This abrupt shift with the price of oil going to $150 will break our economy. Our economy cannot sustain it. It operates less than $100 per barrel. So this is going to have a reverberating impact worse than a nuclear war, because at least a nuclear strike on a particular city in a limited capacity is only affecting a certain small area. This oil crisis is affecting the entire global economy. All right, now guns. Let's talk about guns. We have to talk about the PSYOP that's being perpetrated here. You know, Alex Jones, I was so happy to hear him say, after he gave it some analysis, and he said that all of these anomalies that we've seen, all the questions that were posed as a result of the Uvalde shooting, that he does not accept the narrative. He said he was wrong. He's, of course, in a active shooter situation. He was giving credit to law enforcement because we're not anti-law enforcement. As a matter of fact, that's probably the most disturbing thing about the Uvalde shooter is how many law enforcement officials do you know yourself that would listen to gunshots, children getting shot inside of a school, and remain outside for 75 minutes? First of all, who gave that stand down order? Second of all, how many of those law enforcement officers were in on what we know to be false flag operations? All right, now, are shootings actually happening? Absolutely. Are they pre-programming shooters like the one in Buffalo? I call him the 4chan shooter. Sure, they indoctrinated him, conditioned him, and, of course, radicalized him for a two-year period. And a retired FBI agent was caught receiving information in advance of the shooting. Do they create these active shooters? Absolutely. What's the scenario behind that? Let's let the active shooter run around inside the building for 75 minutes. Somebody call a stand down order so we can maximize the carnage. Why? Why do they want to do that? Because ultimately they need to get you into a traumatic state. Everyone is in a traumatic state. Oh my goodness, the thought of your child being shot at school is a horrifying thought. No doubt about it. You get into the traumatized state, and then they say the way to stop the CIA MK Ultra pre-programmed active shooter going into schools to suit the leftist gun-grabbing Maoist narrative is to disarm the law-abiding citizens. Whoa! Remember what I said about the Ukrainians. A month ago, leftists were protesting in the streets to go send guns to the Ukraine. Were they not? A week ago, they were protesting in the streets to kill children with abortion. And now they're protesting in the streets for gun control to save children. Is anybody confused? Or for those of you that tune in to the Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com, band.video, you're wide awake to this stuff. You're a hardened InfoWar veteran. You know what they're doing. You know what the script is. I talked about Margaret Sanger and how she had to traumatize everybody to make them think, oh, my goodness, we have to have birth control because of the population so far out of control. Everyone's going to die soon. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a launching of the biggest and best game-changing specials of 2022 at InfoWarsStore.com. And these deals are not going to last long. By the way, one of my favorite supplements right here. I cannot function without it. My brain force. Ultra 12, 40% off. Limited supply. Alpha Power, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off. Ultimate krill oil, 40% off. Immune support, 60% off. Get over to InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products, great supplements. Support and help fuel the info war. You know, without your support, the truth dies, ladies and gentlemen. We need your support here in independent media because we need to continue bringing truth like we are right here in this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now. While you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Show, but most proudly and most honored to be hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Listen, I want to overemphasize this thing. I'm taking a look at these deals, and I understand how this works. I'm going to explain this to you. First of all, when you are asked to support independent media, you always step up to the plate. I exist. I would not exist if I didn't call upon you and get everybody to respond. Our viewership has been very, very supportive. I support InfoWars. We have no choice but to support InfoWars. What's beautiful about it is instead of making a direct monetary contribution, Alex has set up and monetized his business. He's got money in inventory. That is his currency. He offers great products. So you get something in return for helping support in the InfoWar. Right now, what he's essentially doing, these are the best deals, period. If you go there, these are the best deals of the year. I don't even think you're going to see some of these deals. Limited inventory, of course, on the shelf. This is how it works, folks. Imagine his currency. He buys inventory. He puts it on the shelf. It's kind of like a chip at a casino. It can be used at the casino. It's currency. But you have to cash it in order to be able to use it elsewhere. That's what's happening right now. This inventory, for instance, all teachers being sold at cost. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy T-shirts. There's never been a more crucial time right now to allow Alex Jones to take his currency, the value of his inventory, buy up that inventory as quickly as you can before supplies run out. And we fuel the InfoWar. Cash is king right now to stay alive. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of these best deals. Hair and beard support, 60% off. Immune support, 60% off. So this is part of the news. Part of the news is that if each and every individual helps fuel in this InfoWar, supporting InfoWars.com, and keeping the truth alive, there's, you know, no matter what they try to do to us in independent media attacking us, and they certainly are, that we the people are the backstop to this thing. Help save America. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. All right. So the gun topic, and it's a big one. And now this is a big jumbled mess. I'm calling Uvalde a very sophisticated operation, even if it's a psychological operation being perpetrated. Because, listen, let me show you something. Who are the most dangerous people on the planet? Is it the, and of course, one child being shot by an active shooter is horrifying, okay? But as to mass shootings, the dangers to the population, and getting 350 million people to surrender their guns, disarm all the law-abiding citizens who stand in defense of our country, because there's one of us behind every blade of grass, of course. That's what's kept our nation safe. And not one shot has been fired as a result of doing that. Who is more dangerous to our constitutional republic and society in general? Is it the active shooter? Or let me show you an illustration here. Look, take a look at this graphic that I'm putting on the screen. The number of people killed by gun violence, Virginia Tech, 33, Sandy Hook, 28. I shouldn't even be saying Sandy Hook because I know how they want to attach that and demonize everybody that mentions what happened in Sandy Hook. Uvalde, 22, U of T, 18, Parkland, 17, Columbine, 15, Santa Fe High, 10, Umpqua, 10. But look at how many people the Maoists have killed. And the Maoists are the ones that are perpetrating this psychological operation that I'm now calling Uvalde. It is a psychological operation. Yes, children died. Yes, it was horrifying that there was a stand down order. Yes, I'm very disappointed at those that were carrying badges and guns and didn't respond instinctually. That is just the most perplexing thing to me. But ultimately, this operation being perpetrated upon the American public to make everybody and convince them that you have an unelected person standing at a government podium at the White House, Matthew McConaughey, telling all law-abiding citizens, you know, that we need to do red flag laws are absolutely ridiculous. I say they're ridiculous. Number one, they're unconstitutional. I don't want the government determining the mental stability of any individual. I want a qualified medical professional to establish whether or not somebody is mentally incompetent. And you don't want to have the government or law enforcement to say, well, you're potentially mentally incompetent, so I'm going to take your guns away until you can get a diagnosis. Matthew McConaughey saying all the right things, of course, that, yes, we need to consider the mental health of individuals that are shooting kids. Of course, we don't need new laws. There are laws against crazy people carrying guns. And, of course, those crazy people are going to either shoot individuals in an elementary school or they're going to drive a bulldozer into their classroom. Mentally ill people will use their weapon of choice. It is insane to say that we need new laws above and beyond what we already have right now. But we already have laws to protect us from the insane people. No, they don't run around with guns. We don't need anything new above and beyond that. Matthew McConaughey was not voted for by me. What the heck is he doing standing at the podium brainwashing the populace because we're all traumatized. You're in a traumatized state. You're thinking, oh, my goodness, I will do anything and everything to protect the children and make sure that this doesn't happen again. And normal Americans in that traumatic state will listen to somebody who's literally made it a living his entire career promoting gun use in violent films in Hollywood. And now here he is using his acting skills and his as part of the psychological operation with the White House emblem behind him to convince all law-abiding, sane, stable individuals who own guns that they must give them up. Ladies and gentlemen, these are Maoists. Mao took the guns. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. These are Maoists that want to take the guns. They cannot install their Marxism, their communism in the United States of America with a well-armed populace. And that's what this is all about. Now we have gunmen. And here's the breaking news story that hit right before we came on air. This is a would-be assassin. Traveled, I think, from California all the way to Maryland. And this is just all blended in together. It's just, like I said, it's like drinking out of a fire hydrant. Intending to shoot and kill Brett Kavanaugh, his political opponent, because of Roe v. Wade. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have, you know, potentially active shooters going after Supreme Court justices. Now, remember, I spoke of Margaret Sanger. I spoke of her psychological operation to convince everybody through trauma-based mind control that the planet, that we won't be able to sustain the population growth. We have to use birth control, blah-bitty, blah-bitty, blah. Get everybody scared. Get them on birth control pills. Stop the spread of the filthy virus called humanity through procreation. And, of course, build a multi-billion-dollar Planned Parenthood that now, with late-term abortions, makes even more money if you consider the circumference of the baby's head. This is a true story. They make more money. The reason why they want late-term abortions is they measure the circumference of the baby's head, and that doubles the price. And thereby, the billions of dollars go up and up and up. There is a lobby going on with Planned Parenthood. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. And, of course, you need to consider the fact that ultimately, the people that are behind this effort are the likes of Margaret Sanger, who was a eugenicist she wanted to get rid of. Not just people of color, but also the Irish. They were a drain on our society. What do? We kill them off. We got Bill Gates, also a eugenicist. He wants to kill off all the dumb people and all the old dumb people, of course, and dedicate those funds to education. These are eugenicists. They'll perpetrate psychological operations. They cannot have a well-armed populace that remains defensive, of course, with the ownership of firearms. Whatever firearms you need to defend our nation, even if you want a tank, shoot, let's start issuing nukes. I'm just kidding. We don't want to do that. But our political adversary will stop at nothing. I believe that there needs to be an equal and opposite force. It is peace through strength. And the strength of our country is a well-armed populace. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Pete Santilli. I'll be back with you right on the other side of this break. We're going to talk about the God side of this equation.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I've been talking about these are Maoists that are coming after us. There's never been a more crucial time right now. We take a stand in this fight. Alex Jones, over decades, has built an infrastructure in this info war. Great staff, great facility, great technology, great knowledge on the internet. And part of that infrastructure is, guess who? You. This is where we, the people, rally against these Maoists. This thing that's happening in the United States of America, these gun grabbers, okay, they're part of an insurgency. We're now going to be part of the counterinsurgency and the counteroffensive. How do we do it? We got globalist censorship. We've got attacks upon Alex Jones at an all-time high in an effort to shut down who? To shut down you. To shut down the Second Amendment. To have you tune into MSNBC and Joe Scarborough saying we need to have all law-abiding citizens turn in their guns to save the children. That's why your support right now, this is where everybody steps up. You go to InfoWars.com. You purchase products. It's a 360 win. You get super high-quality items, and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. Now's the time where we step up. Your money right now, economically, like your 401k is going to a 301k, is going to a 201k. Economically, they're extracting wealth. They're doing so now. You take your currency, you buy great products, you get great value. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Now, This is the epic battle, ladies and gentlemen. You know, deep in your soul, if you're listening to me right now, and by the way, I'm condensing everything that I'm talking about right now into a one-hour segment, the fourth hour, to help supplement, of course, in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on band.video and Infowars.com, to condense this thing that we have in our souls. We know what's happening. We're not going to complain and say, oh, the mainstream media is, they're the, you know, they're telling lies. Of course they are. They're part of the psychological operation. What you can't say thinking that the psyopers are all of a sudden going to start changing their ways. They're part of it. They're CIA Mockingbird media. Go read the Communist Manifesto that was read into the Congressional Record in 1963, 64, I think it was. That entire record from Cleon Skousen's Naked Communist outlined exactly what they were going to do. And this is back in the 60s. They read it into the Congressional Record. They're implementing this plan step by step by step, including the nuclear war aspects of it, getting us to disarm on the global scale to push us to the precipice of World War III with the threat of nukes. Is an effort by these communists to not just disarm the populace so that they can overpower the individual Second Amendment enthusiasts, one behind every blade of grass, but they want to disarm America from our nuclear weapons. This thing with Vladimir Putin and this manufactured crisis of being on the precipice of World War III, whether or not Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin are knowledgeable or witting, they're still participants in this effort to de-arm the United States of America from nuclear weapons. How do I know this? Because they set out to do it and published it in the record, the Communist Manifesto entered into the public record in the 60s. We're actually living the final phases of that implementation plan. This is the epic battle. Who are these people? Obviously, this entity, like, who is Satan? Is he a guy that is red with horns and a pitchfork sitting on a satanic throne? Or is it something much bigger than that? Is it an evil spirit that exists, that permeates all of those willing souls and godless souls? And you get a whole bunch of people doing evil, and Satan himself as a spirit entering into the godless souls of these people that are participating in sex trafficking, that are participating in gun running and gun grabbing and human trafficking and ritualistic sacrifice. This is the ultimate spiritual battle that, yes, of course, the serpent himself deceiving mankind, dating all the way back to the Garden of Eden. This is the epic time right now. And I say, when I say end time, if you see how fast the information is coming at us, the deception, they flat out lie to us. Stop saying, oh my goodness, the mainstream media, they're not covering this. No, they're not designed to do that. They're designed to lie to you. That's why we're sitting in independent media trying to deliver the truth. This effort here with Roe v. Wade, and this ruling is coming down pretty quickly. I was actually looking at the live chat feed. We're expecting that this final ruling, I'll actually be shocked if they actually do what's right. I will literally be shocked if they say it's a states' rights issue. The federal government we have no means to centrally control. It's unconstitutional. Roe v. Wade. Although these leftists say that they have a God-given right to kill babies, it's insanity. They say it's been a God-given right for 50 years. The Supreme Court may shockingly side with the U.S. Constitution and say that it was unconstitutional right from its inception. Okay, and yes, we've got, of course, these Utah County people. This is a horrifying story that we don't have enough time to cover. These are child sacrifice Satanists that are also behind the effort to kill babies in the tens of millions, a large portion of whom are, guess what, Black babies, black American babies. 20 million black babies haven't been killed over that period of time that they say that they have a God-given right. These Planned Parenthoods strategically located in the inner city where Margaret Sanger said that those people who are on the drugs that the CIA is shipping to are a drain on our society. They have terrible schools in the inner city. They don't have jobs. They've got lots of drugs. They're picking from the litter the most pretty subjects to enter into their child sex trafficking operations. And those that are left behind, promiscuity and demoralization, promoting child pregnancy or pregnancy, and minimizing childbirth is the way to do it. And, of course, profit off of it through Planned Parenthood. These are satanic people, just absolutely horrifying to me. It is horrifying to you. We must push past this thing, recognize it for what it is. This is the epic battle between good and evil. We are on the side of good, ladies and gentlemen. We are godly souls. We are godly patriots. Let's stop criticizing. You know, it's like saying, oh, Satan is lying constantly. He needs to change his ways. Fox News is not promoting 2000. Of course they're not. Satan is not going to do the work that we would expect him to do. Guess where it's happening? It's happening right here. It's happening on the Alex Jones Show. It's happening in independent media. It's happening on the Pete Santilli Show. Now, the Pete Santilli Show is not the center of the universe. It actually started in 2011 when Alex Jones says, I can't do this by myself. Independent media that exists around InfoWars and out the Alex Jones Show that has sprouted up over the past several years has been to supplement this thing. This is we the people building independent media, sharing the truth. And you know what? Now let's just absolutely opt out of what they've got going on. We will deliver the truth, do so securely. Of course, we're building an entire separate infrastructure on the internet. We know what the Uvalde shooting was all about. We understand the scripting in these operations. It's a psychological operation, folks. It is. Everybody knows this. It's in an effort to do this, to do what the Maoists did. In China, 65 million people died. Russia, 25 million. Cambodia, 2 million. On the right side of this column here. North Korea, 2 million. The people that are behind this effort in this psychological operation to disarm law-abiding citizens are getting ready to kill. Go listen to Larry Grathwall, who infiltrated the Weather Underground. By the way, that's another breaking story. Congratulations to those that removed that satanic leftist Maoist George Soros supported DA Chesa Boudin in San Francisco. 64% of the voters voted to have that leftist removed. Let's go, folks. The system of electronic voting machines is broken. Let's go into this next election knowing full well they're going to cheat. Let's smash the algorithm by getting out there and voting. Let's support AlexJonesInfoWarsStore.com. Make your purchase now. Convert your dinero, your currency that's being mismanaged by the Treasury. Convert that and invest in independent media at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, tune into the Pete Santilli Show each and every day at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's been an honor.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.